How's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you, man. I am here for you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Rain or shine, it doesn't matter. I'm here for you to try to help you find that positivity in every situation. And with the situation of the world at this present time, we can all use a little bit of positivity. So that's what I'm trying to bring to you here. And if you want to talk to me about your positivity or something that's going on, you can text me at 304-506-3332. Or if you want to hear a new podcast, just say, Alexa, play Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. And she'll do it for you, man. She'll do it for you. Anyway, big news. I say it every episode now. I'm writing my first book. Yeah. I need those sound effects anyway. And it should be coming out in the summertime. But if I end up not going to work for some reason, a lot of us are staying home, then I might have a lot more free time. Might get done a little bit sooner. Anyway, if you've got something on your chest that you want to get off, you want a different perspective. Yeah, and you want to share the story. You want to hear my thoughts on it. Go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story and tell me all about it, man. I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Barry from MO. Is that Missouri? What is that? Anyway, and he's listening on iHeartRadio. Barry, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Sarah Wald. Sarah, I appreciate all your book title suggestions. That's awesome. You give me a lot to go on. Now I have a lot to think about. And one more shout out, Jessica. Let's see if I say this right. Buncha. That's hard to say. I hope that's right. From Vancouver B, listening on Spotify. Jessica, Sarah, Barry, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I really do. And especially in right now, we all need a little bit of positivity. So today's show is called Thank You, But How Are You Doing? And this show is just from me to you. It's me to you. I'm not trying to save the world here. But I got a couple of thank you emails, and I wanted to read them to you real quick because it makes me feel good that I'm making a difference. I recently discovered your podcast a few weeks ago. I started from the first episode. I listen to at least one episode a day, sometimes more. Whether I'm doing the dishes, driving, or just laying in my backyard in the sun, it's the reminder I needed. I've been stuck in a rut thinking with negative thinking, and I think it's really helping. I just wanted to reach out and thank you. Well, thank you very much. That makes me feel so good that I'm doing good stuff out there and putting positive energy and helping you find your own positive energy and not rely on anybody else in these rough times, man. I know where everybody's getting stuck at home, and it's not just in your town or in your state or in your country. It's the whole world. So I'm hoping that this virus pandemic turns out to be a blessing in disguise by cooling off the world and making people get along a lot better and letting us think about a little bit more about our mortality. Anyway, I got another letter I want to read here, and this is from Vivian. Vivian, thanks for taking the time to write a letter. It says, Hi, Nat, I wrote in before, and I truly appreciate your perspective on my story. Your words have been impactful to me, and I do feel more positive by listening to your podcast every time. I know that you're writing a book. Uh-oh. Which will come out this summer, and I thought of a book title. Oh, here it is. This is the one I've been talking about, folks, that I've been thinking about, the title that I'm leaning towards heavily. And she says, perhaps you can consider calling it, drumroll please, The Positive Perspective. Perspective. I actually like that. I like that. I like how you're always sharing a different perspective in each podcast and helping people view life and their difficulties differently. Sometimes when we face adversity in life, our thoughts can default to the negative perspective, which brings us down emotionally. You're able to share your positive perspective on these challenges and bring hope to us. That's why I thought The Positive Perspective would be an excellent title, and that doesn't deviate from your podcast title, but truly depicts your value and mission. Well, Vivian, thank you very much. That's very cool, and first time I read this, I saw that title, and I'm like, I really like that. But you know what? I'd like to hear if you like The Positive Perspective. Go to the text line and text is yes or no, to 304-506-3332. And let me know if you say yes, then I'm liking The Positive Perspective. Well, Vivian, thanks a lot. But this podcast is mainly for me to say thank you. But how are you doing? It seems like people are, being a lot more positive. People are helping out in this crisis, and it's not just races helping another race or genders helping a gender, or it's everybody helping everybody. And isn't that a beautiful thing in itself. If you look at how, what it's really doing to society, it's pulling us together. Right now, we're separating everybody from everybody, and we're all isolating and self-isolating from everybody and our surroundings. The streets are bare. The stores are bare. Businesses are shutting down. And it's getting scary because everybody is, they're so distant, and you're going to crave contact. When, after this is over, he's going to be, you're going to crave contact. You're going to appreciate people again. This is my theory. I think people will appreciate other people, and countries will respect other countries a little more because we all just went through this thing together. You know, in life, when you go through a traumatic experience, or you go through a birth or a death or an injury or a marriage or something, whatever, when you go through that with somebody, there's a bond that makes you feel a certain way, and you just can't break that bond. Now, if you're in a group, say you're in a frat or a marching band, or you're a cheerleader, or you're working with a baseball team, or whatever it is, and you play sports or do whatever with a bunch of people, you become bonded to them, become friends, and it goes with you for life. So I'm hoping that this brings humanity together and helps people to respect life a little bit more than we have been. You know, maybe it will change the human race. Maybe that's what we needed, is to be really kicked in the teeth to wake us up to actually become nice again. And people will become nice again. I'm hoping at, when this comes out, I think whoever's left, I hope I'm one of them. But I will do this podcast until I can't. So anyway, that's... I really just have to thank everybody for listening, and I appreciate the letters that shows that I'm actually making a difference, and I am sincerely concerned with how you're doing, you know. So when I get your letters, it makes me feel like I'm a part of your life, and I help you out as an individual. And in turn, the stories help other people too, because everybody's going through the same shit, right? We're all going through the same shit, just in different levels of shit. And so when someone else talks about it and he gives a different perspective and you hear it from somebody else, there's a lot of times my wife will tell me something and it won't sink in. And then someone else will tell me the same thing. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. And she's like, what's the matter? That's what I said. But coming from someone else, it sounded different. But that's why I hope we come out on the other side of all this being a lot nicer to people. And being more positive and starting to open up our minds to the possibilities that we actually have in our brains. I mean, we don't use enough of our brain. And we're sheep. And I think the herd of sheep following the programmed TV stations that are trying to make us become a certain way, and the governments that are trying to manipulate us, I think that's all going to be different. I think it's starting to change. Not overnight. It could take years, but I think it's starting to change to where it's going to be a lot better and it won't be worse. That's my theory. But anyway, that's it. Short and sweet show. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are washing your hands and being sterile and the best you can and staying away from crowds. And let's knock this thing out and fix that curve, man. Flatten that curve. So stay well. I'll be back. And I might be thinking about doing a live show with video. I don't know. It depends on how I look. Depends on how my hair looks. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. Don't forget to text me at 304-506-3332. Go to the website and go to the store, the media on the website, and that will help out also by buying some Be Positive swag. All right, my name is Nat. I think we could do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.